Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Roderick Owensby. Are you desperate for God? You know, the Bible says that in the presence of God is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures evermore. This is in Psalm 16, verse 11. You know, many of us want to be in the presence of God. We want to learn the practice of the presence of God. It should be a natural desire for anyone who has experienced being in the presence of the Lord. The bliss, comfort, unspeakable joy, and sense of well-being and love that comes with being in his presence. God is a consuming fire, and he burns up any flesh, sin, and rebellion in us to walk deeper into his presence. We want to grow closer to him. We must be willing for God to burn up those things that comes between us and God. Being desperate for God. God bless you.
Honey, if that wasn't a chance, you tell me what was.
your gambling chairs. I'm talking about, listen, we don't know the mind of God. And even if we didn't have the mind, we still don't know it. Y'all shout. We didn't have it. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, we didn't know what we had. They had to say, faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. Sinners are more rich because they got more faith. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. I thank God for this day. I can feel his presence, and I am so glad that people from all over the nations have joined in. This is Prophecy Alive, and I am your host and seer, Roderick Owensby. I want to most likely be prophesying to some word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, and so forth in the Holy Ghost, and our good friend, the Holy Spirit, is present to meet your need. I don't want to pray for you only. I want to pray with you. You know, there's a difference between asking somebody to pray for you. There's nothing wrong with it. But I want to teach many of you in the body of Christ that Luke 18:1 says men ought to always pray, not faint. Prayer is for all men. So the scripture also tells us if two of you would touch and agree, you're touching. I want to touch you and pray with you because, see, you're praying also. So our faith joins together. Then there are times that the supernatural takes over and God begins to speak before you can speak. So the Holy Spirit, he is the one that helps our infirmities. Yes. For we know not what to pray for as we ought to know what to pray for. But the Holy Spirit helps our spiritual weakness. You know, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked his disciples, could you not pray with me 1 hour? And the scripture declares, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I can sense many of you are in that position where your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I ask right now, Father, I thank you. You hear me when I pray. And I thank you that you hear others when they pray. I simply declare that this broadcast, Prophecy Alive, will be a hand used by you. And that it will be the hand of God in the lives of many nations. And the face of God in the lives of those who really want God. I can see many of you, your spirit is willing, your flesh is weak. But I decree before this broadcast is over, your flesh even will be strong. I thank God for what he is doing. Do you not know that faith is not just faith itself? Jesus said, have faith in God. But the enemy comes to our faith to challenge us. So what is the greatest ally to faith? Faith works by love. But understand, divine love is divine character. God will prove us, and he will bring us to the place where we understand that we have a responsibility when it comes to having faith in God. And I want to give you a test. If faith in God to you is you believe in God to get something, then you have immature faith. Listen closely. But if faith in God to you is this, pleasing God by allowing God to prove you and bring you to the place of divine character, then your faith in God is mature. Praise God. You know, Psalms 26:2 declares, examine me. See, real faith will examine your heart. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Test my heart and my mind. Psalms 26:2. Are you understanding? God will test us. to bring us to a place where our divine character matches our faith. Psalm 66 and 10, for you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us as silver and is tried, refined and purified. Psalm 66 and 10. You understand when the Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, it was to be proven. So their faith was proven. Don't think faith is to get us out of a situation all of the time. Sometimes God will allow us to escape while dealing with the situation. He will make a way of escape. Daniel in the lion's den. Moses at the Red Sea. You at your own Red Sea. Many of you are in your own lion's den. Many of you are in your own personal fiery furnace. It's like the fire is so intense. But I want to give you a word periodically through this broadcast. God has quickened my spirit. I've got my rest, and I thank God for my Queen Katrina. You know, husbands, we must submit to the anointing in our wives, and I, of course, love to. My Queen Katrina, there are times she will say, Roderick, it's time for you to relax and rest. Praise God. And I thank God for her. I love that woman so much and our children. Now, watch this. Today, God has been thinking about you, and he has something very special for you. Briefly, stand by. Many of you are calling in now. I'll be right back. We are going to answer your call. Praise the Lord. Seem to have a caller. Well, God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Kathleen Moon. I'm calling Actually, I saw some numbers in the sky, and I don't know what they mean. It were, you know, the clouds formed to numbers. And I wanted to ask whether you could pray for me that I may find out what they mean.
Where are you calling from?
From Austria. That's a country next to Germany.
And your first name is?
Kirsten.
I'm so happy that you called and you saw some numbers in the sky. Am I correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There were four numbers. Father, I thank you, Holy Spirit. This child of God, Holy Spirit, my good friend, you are a person that reveals secrets. I want to say to you, yes, Lord, yes, Father. I want to say that that number has to do with complete. The number four means complete. God is revealing to you a mystery. But I will say on the onset of this that your life is coming full circle. And that which you have yearned for and prayed for is totally, hear me good, complete. And the answer is yes. God is going to do something and is doing something right now in the midst of that country. And it seems as though that you've been chosen by the divine hand and providence of God. He will use you mightily as a prophet in your region. So, Father, I give
wow.
you praise. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
I give the Lord praise for you and your family. There's another girl, I don't know whether it's your sister, that
yes,
God is going
so.
To, who am I saying? It's another girl. This is very close to you.
Yes, it's my sister, I guess, yeah.
Your sister. I'm sensing such a closeness. Is all well with her?
I don't know. Not really.
Have you spoken to her lately?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She is going to have a very personal talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the leader. In other
mm-hmm.
words, God has chosen you out of the family. You remember how David was chosen among all of his brothers?
Mm-hmm.
You are a chosen one.
Wow.
And so God will use you to be a blessing to your siblings. And there's coming a great harvest because of your prayers. In Jesus'
okay.
name. That's what I'm getting for you. Education comes before me.
Mm-hmm.
Education comes before me. There's a request for, I don't know whether it's a financial need, but I see the word education. I don't know whether you're in college.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I see the word education. God will bless you to go further than you've ever dreamed this year.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I give you praise. I take no credit. This is your doing. God will give you great advancement is what I'm getting. And it's something about children. Your ministry is going to involve being a blessing to orphanage and children.
Okay.
And I see you being instrumental. And I see a white jacket as though this was a doctor in a hospital. I'm getting
yes.
let me tell you, as a seer, I see things. Why am I seeing a white jacket, a hospital? Can you help me with that?
Of course. It's my dream to become a, I don't know the word in English, work at the hospital and to wear one white jacket one day too.
Wow. To God be the glory. I want to ask you to pray for this ministry because the Lord had you called. I want you to pray for me and my queen. Her name is Katrina. I'm taking care of the broadcast, and she's taking care of the business. For God has showed me that he's going to use us around the world. So I'm going to, because I sense a very strong anointing on you, and I'm going to share this with my wife. And I would ask right now if you could pray for this ministry, because people are hurting and people need great deliverance. And I just want you to say a word of prayer in your own way for this prophecy alive in this ministry. My name is Roderick, and my name is Roderick. My wife is Katrina, and I want you to pray for us and our household right now. Go ahead, woman of God.
Okay, even if my English is not so good, just pray.
Pray your own way. God knows. Praise the Lord.
Okay, all right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless the whole ministry. I ask you to bless Roderick and Katrina. I ask you to give them whatever they need. I ask you to bless all the children who are in families who are listening. I ask you to bless all the adults. I ask you to bless all those who are in pain, who are suffering, who are in need, who need you, Father. I ask you that you touch everyone who's listening, and even those who are not listening, all of those who are part of the whole ministry.
Yes.
I ask you to deliver those who are cursed. I ask you to help everyone. I ask you that you pour out your blessings on the people. Amen and amen.
God bless you. Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy Alive. God bless you. We are back. Prophecy Alive. I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick Owensby. The number to call, 347-539-5173. I can feel his presence. God is so good. Let me go to the first caller. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
Hello.
God bless you.
Oh, good evening. Hi, Prophet. This is Amelia. I was on a few days last week. Sometime I came on your line for the first time.
Wonderful, wonderful. I believe this is your second call?
Yes.
Good. So you're on your second call. Go ahead.
I was kind of concerned. You, excellent prophecy, excellent word, and God bless you for that, for being obedient to the Spirit of God. But I wanted to know, you said many things, many people have passed on. I remember you saying that to a certain thing that may happen, but God will heal me. And I was thinking, did he say, Lord, will heal me in that? And I kind of got concerned because I wondered what was that. I mean, is it some illness I shouldn't? It kind of had me a little worried, you know?
Okay, I need you to take your time. You have time. I need you to, you know, clarify it, because I believe God for you today. Say it again so that our listening audience can really understand. Go ahead, woman of God.
It was a word spoken, and you said that many people have gone to the great beyond early, but the Lord was going to heal me of something or allow me to see the manifestation. It was something in that regard. And I said, what is it, Lord? And I just wanted you to, if you remember, to clarify. If not, just a simple word of prayer would be fine. Stay with me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I understand you very good. Let me say this, and then I want you to really hear.
Uh-huh.
When a prophet speaks, God
mm-hmm.
never says what he or she may speak.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves room for reasoning, and that's perfectly fine, and I'm not saying you are reasoning, but I want you to really leave. When you hang up this phone, you'll say, ah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
When when the word of the Lord is spoken, it may be a word of knowledge, it may be through a discerning of spirit. It is a word that you pray and you wait on God. The scripture says, believe in the Lord, in the Lord your God, so shall you be established, okay?
Yes.
And then it says, believe his prophets, true prophets.
Yes.
Then you will prosper. The key is, whenever a word is spoken, it's for your prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being that you or I are not God, we have to understand that God will speak things that we may not, is out of our control, we may not even know about.
Mm-hmm.
But like the scripture declares, God will make a way of escape out of every situation. You understand?
Amen. Yes,
and
I do.
You got that. See, I want to speak it to your spirit, not your head. You know, many people speak to the mentality of people. I don't. Many people speak to arouse people so they can get an offering. I'm a jewel. I'm not of that kind. But God will give me a word that I or you, one prophet in the Bible said, God, you deceived me. In other words, you didn't tell me about this. Praise the Lord. So Amos, in the book of Amos said, God does nothing except he revealed to his servants the prophet. I perceive that God has allowed you to escape even death. Listen to me.
Yes.
Because I'm going to say in my natural, Paul said, excuse me my folly, but Roderick Ormsby ain't no punk. Come on over here.
Uh-huh.
Now, God has called you to escape death. And what God is saying, and I can even see your birth now. For some reason, your birth flashed before my eyes as a seer. God calls you to escape death. Glory to God, I can feel something very good. And that word that you were given was tailor-made just for you. Here's where we go wrong. We have to be careful when we share stuff with folk that are not even spiritual.
Amen.
Because they will give their prophecy is not an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we get a word, we need to fast, and sometimes need to fast and pray that God will open us up to that word. There are times that God will cause me to speak, and there are other times he will cause me to speak, and I myself have no clue or understanding. So I've learned not to even reason, but I will tell you this, that as sure as I've spoken, God is healing you and has healed you and will continue to heal you of your physical body.
Yes.
See, fear tries to grip you. Listen closely, sweetheart. Fear attempts to grip you in your mind, but God always make a way of escape.
Yes.
So I announce to you total victory.
Amen.
Be patient. Be patient because the fullness is on the way. Now, remember the word of the Lord. Let's get all of it because the Holy Ghost will bring it back to my remembrance. I think it was about the seventh and eighth call. Are you the one that I spoke about? There would be eight calls.
Eight calls, yes.
Remember?
Well, you're saying that there are messages that I have to preach. And
yes.
You see me, you say I'm standing to a large crowd. Have you done that yet? I said, well, Prophet, I've done several, but not to a very big audience yet.
Wonderful. I love your spirit. Now, watch this.
Uh-huh.
Did you write those words down?
Yes.
Good. And I would even I could send you a copy of the tape. Now, you go into my archives, you can call it up. You write down the date. But I want to tell you something. I not only saw that, I saw things I did not tell you and cannot tell you, and it will be revealed by the eighth call. I know you was the one because I could feel it strongly.
Okay.
I told you about several calls. Remember at the beginning of the broadcast, I said,
yes,
is this your second call?
That was my first. This one is the second, yes.
You're a trip.
Amen.
You know that? But you're a good trip. Praise God. How's your siblings doing? How's your family?
Family, siblings, there's a lot of things going on. Praying for them to come back together.
Don't tell me everything. Don't tell me. Is all well is all I want to know. Is it all well?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Who's the middle child?
The middle child is, my brother. Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A brother of mine, yes.
Is your brother? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something, that God has him on a time clock.
Yes.
He's going to totally surrender to God before you totally surrender.
Amen. Wow.
As a matter of fact, he's going to run past you. He's going to do like Jonah.
What?
You remember Jonah made a one-day trip? He made a three-day journey in one day?
Yes.
When your brother gets from that prepared issue and circumstances, he's going to run so fast. And it's going to be as though he's been serving God all the time. And God is going to restore him in the gift of prophecy. And he will end up pastoring a church. And God will give him great men to assist him. You watch what I tell you. God's going to use that man in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Anything else on your heart?
Thank you. Well, that a husband got divorced several years ago. Just, you know, the mind of God on us. My husband, there is a husband that I just have not met. That's it.
Of course you haven't met him. And you know why you haven't met him?
What?
You're not ready.
You're not.
No, you're
not. I want to, but again, I don't want it. Like, okay, Lord, whenever that is, yeah.
But watch, I want to encourage your heart. I want you to say this listen closely.
Okay.
God deals with you strongly about prayer. He deals with you strongly about intercession.
Mm-hmm.
You are a woman that God wants to touch the nations with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just glean in the field like Ruth. Get busy for the king, okay?
Amen.
And while you are totally, you're going to almost be celibate before he comes.
Oh, I am. 100%.
Okay. There you go. There you go. I agree with you. Listen.
Close to 2 years or more. Hallelujah.
Ooh. You are my sister. You just going to have me laughing. I'm going to let you go. I look for your third call. Remember,
when
the prophet speak, it will come to pass. You just endure because God is building your character.
Amen, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
So much.
God
bless. Amen. God bless you. Love you,
Jesus. Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. That's an awesome call. Praise the Lord.
Love Talk Radio.
Wonderful spirit, wonderful person. I look forward to her. It's almost like she is going to call screaming. I thank God. I thank God for that woman of God. Let me go to the next caller. You're listening to Prophecy Alive. God bless you. Yes, you're on the air. I have a 910 area code. Are you there? Praise the Lord. We're going to come back to that person. Praise the Lord. Next caller. God bless you. You're on the air, Prophecy Alive.
I'm Paola. You don't know Miss Nelson. You can't hear me.
I can hear you, Mother Nelson.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
God bless you.
God bless you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I feel very good. Got a lot of rest. And
no, nothing. You talking just a while ago. Yes, I just call for prayer, that's all.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for Mother Nelson. What a precious mother.
Yeah, well, continue to pray, that's all.
Yes, I thank you for her. And I praise you that this is a new day for her. And she
Amen.
Is experiencing your new mercies morning by morning. And I thank you. I really thank you for this woman of God. I really praise you for her encouragement. I praise you for her family, that all of her children are in ministry. All of her children, grandchildren, are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, you know her desires for the foreign countries. And I still believe that you are giving seed to the sower. And I just thank you that me and my Queen Katrina will be one of those couples that will support and sow seeds into the life of this dear mother. And I thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much.
It's so
thank
good.
You, thank you. I know God will make it. Some days I get a little shaky, but I still praying. I believe in him. I'm praying for you this morning when I got around 4. I'm on my knees praying to God. I said, God, that is in your hand. And I know everything will be all right.
Yes, yes. We hold fast to what we believe.
Okay.
Love you, Mother.
I love you, too. Well, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Mother.
Wow.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to the next caller. I want you people of God, you are so special. Listen, young lady, young man, you are so special to God. Don't ever allow your faith to be shaken. You know, sometimes, have you ever felt that your faith just isn't good enough? Have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt like your faith is not working? You know, we must understand in Mark 11, watch this, y'all. Jesus said in verse 22, I believe, of Mark 11, he says, have faith in God. He didn't simply say have faith. He said have faith in God, or the God kind of faith. You see, the enemy wants us to focus on that word, faith. But having faith in God is like letting go of all of your rights. Watch this now. And turning yourself over to God, to his thoughts, to his mind. When you have faith in God, that means you have no faith in yourself. Watch this. You're turning your life over to the life of Christ. He died. He rose again. Have faith in the life, and he has become your life. Get it now. It's no longer I that liveth, but the Christ. The anointing is your life. And Christ means the anointed one. So it's almost like you're not living, but he's living through you. The tabernacle of God is with men. God himself is walking in you, walking and talking. Imagine that. All supreme, powerful God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's in there. My God. Let me go to the next caller. Praise God. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
Hello.
Yes, God bless you.
Yes, how are you, Pastor?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Excellent. Pastor, I come to you for prayer for me and my family. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. people, I feel something. Different people call in and it ignites something in my spirit by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So as you pray with us, as you agree, God is moving now. Mother, what is your first name?
Claudette.
Did you say Claudette?
Yes, Claudette, yes.
God bless you, Claudette.
No,
Father,
thank you.
I thank you for Claudette. I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you that you heard her prayer. She called by faith. She called because she believes you, God. She believes
you. Yes, I do. Thank you, Jesus.
She loves you, God. I can sense it. She
has
been serving you for a while, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Sometimes, God, it seems as though the enemy makes it look like he's winning, but he's losing. He has lost the battle over her and her loved ones.
Thank you, Jesus. Picture. Thank you.
Claudette, I'm going to tell you what I just saw.
Okay.
Now, I've never seen this before. So don't be alarmed by what I say, because the outcome is powerful.
Okay.
It's as if there was a family gathering at a graveyard. Watch this. This is spiritual.
Yes.
And how they let the casket down. But I saw them raise it back up.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've never seen this before in my life. It's like they brought it back up, and they set it there. And the people took the flowers off of it. You know, it's like before my eyes, like when you rewind something.
Okay.
You hear me, don't you?
Yes, I do, Pastor. Yes.
And it goes back to the beginning of it. The life that the enemy has tried to steal from the family, God said, I'm putting a rewind to it. Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. It's someone that looks like that the only way out is death, but God said, I'm pushing a rewind. Glory
yes.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm God rewinding situations in your life, Claudette.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
It's like the prison doors are open. Victory is here. The stone has been rolled away. And your weeping has already endured for the night. Joy is here for you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's what I
Jesus.
See for you.
Yes. I need it, Pastor. I can almost feel, you know, God is blessing me.
Yes. Go ahead and speak, Mother.
Yes, Pastor. Yeah, I'm very active in church, you know. I'm an altar worker. I pray for other people. But, you know, when you try to worship God, the enemy, you know, he pushes his head in your fear just to make you get angry, you know. But I hang in there by the grace of God. You know, I hang in there, pray to God, and he's helping me.
Claudette, you be encouraged. You know, David said it was those that I went to the house of God with.
Yes.
That, in other words, betrayed me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know that that which looks like an enemy, God brings in conviction.
Yeah.
And he brings in healing.
Yeah.
And this is what God, he loves to do, restore.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave you what I gave you what I saw, and you're going to understand it as it unfolds.
Okay.
Right
yes,
before your eye.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mother?
I ask God for restoration for all the things I've lost, you know. And I think, I know I will receive all of that. I will be happy and independent.
I feel that very strongly. But you already have it back.
Yes, that's
As a matter of fact, you remember how he did Job? Job gained more in the end than he
had in
the beginning. Is
that
right, Mom?
Yes,
he
became a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Job became a rich man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Thank God for blessing me. You know, as you said, the key words were rewinding, victory, and joy.
There you are. You've got it.
Yes. What about health? You know, I asked the good Lord for healing.
Where are you having issues at in your body?
Yes.
Where are you having issues in your body?
I'm a diabetic and the thyroid.
Oh, glory. You know, right before my face, it's like I saw a machine. This medical machine.
Yeah.
It's right there. It comes in color, in clear view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father was a mighty seer. And he went on with the Lord and told me some things that are coming to pass. And just as sure as I seen God raise the dead, he said I would go further than my own father. I want you to know the worse it looks, the better it's getting. Listen to me very closely. You know the scripture says the more sin abound, the more grace abound.
Yeah.
See, what the enemy meant for bad is working out for your good.
Well,
and right
you,
there, there's a blow. I hear a sounding blow against what the enemy has tried to do to your physical body.
Okay.
And the curse has been destroyed because Jesus hung on that tree. And we apply it and we decree it now that your body will be instantly, divinely healed. Now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Say now.
Jesus.
Say now. Say now.
Now.
I'm gonna,
now.
Say now again.
Now.
Say now again.
Now. Now.
Ooh,
thank you, Jesus.
In that word. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
you,
yes.
Jesus.
And all the weakness that you've been experiencing seem like there's been a zap of strength. It comes back into you, stronger than ever, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Listen, there's one thing I don't do, is play with prayer.
Yes.
And I pray, and I thank God.
Thank God.
Give him praise, Claudette. Go ahead now. Give him praise.
Now, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine healing. Thank you, Jesus, for your supernatural blessing on me. I give praise and honor to you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Your holy word says to ask. And Lord Jesus, we ask, and you know the desire of my heart. And thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your holy, your prophet. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless him, Lord, and his wife and their children. Put protection around them, Heavenly Father. his ministry become big, Heavenly Father. Put him on television and radio, Heavenly Father, that he can reach the whole world. Let him be like another Billy Graham, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I give praises to your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Claudette, I want to say something to you.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit told me to have you pray. I want you to really hear this, what just happened through you.
Yes.
Before the broadcast came on, God asked me to ask him whatever I want.
Yes.
Now, you had no way of knowing this. But God has prepared me from the age of 8. I began preaching at the age of 14, June 25th, 1978.
Yes.
My father told me that I would be in my 40s and that my chin would have gray on my chin.
Yes.
I am now 49 years young. Now watch this, mother. Everything that you just prayed, I just opened my mouth and prayed audibly those exact words.
You are kidding.
No, ma'am. See, to me, exaggeration is a sin. Now, watch this. I want to say again so the nations can hear me. See, you called by faith for one thing, but you are blessing the prophets, and I decree a prophet's reward.
Yes.
You will have exactly what you asked God for. Mother, you prayed word for word, even to the point of Billy Graham.
Yes.
Television and radio.
And radio.
To be used the right way. Praise God.
Yes.
Mother, you prayed exactly, and my queen will hear this, and we will thank God together.
Yes.
Become a partner with this. Listen, Mother, become a partner with this work, and that means to intercede for and pray for.
Yes.
And I want you to do that, and periodically, as the Lord leads, call in, and I announce to you, you have given me a cool glass of water, and I announce to you, it's granted.
Oh, and I thank you very much. I will call you again, and thank you for taking the time out to talk to me, and God bless you and your family.
God bless you and your family. Love you now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Praise the Lord.
Love Talk Radio.
Wow. Let me go to the next caller. Praise God. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
Hello?
Yes. God bless you.
Yes, can
you hear
me?
You're on Prophecy Alive. I can hear you very good.
Okay. All right. I'm calling from Florida, and I just need prayer for my son and myself. My son has a legal matter, and for me, just to continue to be directed by the Lord.
Father God, I give. What is your first name?
Margaret.
Margaret. Father, I give you praise and I thank you for this woman of God, Margaret. I thank you that she called by faith, and I know you will answer her by faith. And Lord, she did not come to me, but she trusted the Holy Spirit and he led her. And I give you praise. I give you glory. It is your doing and not mine. Praise the Lord. Now, concerning the court date, I want you to say this word, overturn.
Do I say that now?
Say it loud.
Do I say it now?
Now.
Overturn.
Say it again.
Overturned.
Now say it with conviction the third time and begin to praise God.
overturned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
For being overturned, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Mm. Now, I want you to know that he has overturned a decision, and he will not only grant victory, but it's going to cause laughter. I'm telling you, when God shows up, I can feel a tickle in my stomach. Glory. Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Lord.
Give me a minute. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Mm.
I can hear Michael. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You know that warring angel?
Yeah.
Hmm. And I also can see Gabriel. So that means there's going to be an announcement after the war.
Mm.
Woman of God, get ready for victory.
I'm ready.
You have a, it's like a favorite outfit. It's like putting on a favorite outfit. You know, you can have a closet full of clothes, but there's like some special outfits, the one that makes you feel, that fits you just right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God said there's a favorite outfit that you're going to wear. It's going to be a celebration.
Thank you, Lord.
God will reunite the family. Listen to me closely. God will heal in your genealogy. God is healing the family tree. Are you listening? Glory, I can see this thing. Mother, get ready for victory such as you have never seen before. The hand of God will move even in the past. He's going to bring it in the present. He's going to heal. And even at the same time, the future. For the word of God declares, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is going to take your yesterday, put it in today, and make it forever. He's going to heal that which you can no longer reach. But you watch God. You watch God. And those that laughed at you, those that said this would never be, those that even prayed evil prayers, God will put, I see three people sitting. Watch this, mother. Ooh, I see three people sitting with their feet in their mouths. Ooh, Jesus. You get ready. I feel a strong presence of a daughter. I don't know whether it's spiritual or natural, but I feel a strong presence of a daughter. A strong presence. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy
Lord.
That's why I have He's making up for lost times. He's making up for lost time. You know, you ever heard of losing ground? He's making up for it. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But there's a miracle with a daughter. a great miracle with a daughter. You watch what God does. Every curse has been destroyed because of the anointing.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Your ministry is at hand, woman of God. The things that he's given you as a younger woman, you're young now, but a younger woman, the vision, the prayers that have been prayed over your life is coming to the surface now. And as the word of the Lord says, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son. The fullness of time has come for you, and God has a powerful word in your mouth and messages that you're going to deliver to a certain people. You hear me now? And God will give you a certain nations, and even nations I see that you would declare and decree. And God said he put in your mouth to free nations. There are things that he's going to cause to change, even in the government, because of your words. God said prepare yourself, because the Holy Spirit is sending an angel to you. And this angel will speak to you by words, in dreams, and by unctions. And you will decree, as an oracle of God, you will decree and open your mouth at certain times. You might be in the grocery store. You might be in the church. You might be somewhere visiting. But God said he's going to come on you. And when he comes on you, you know it. It will be a warm feeling, the fire. But the fire, as hot as it gets, it will not burn. It will soothe your very soul. And when your hands begin to burn, he's going to cause you to lay hands. You're going to feel a fire sensation in your mouth, and you'll know that's when you speak. And you're going to sense the fire on your ears, and that's when you will listen, because God will speak. This is the word of the Lord to you personally. Get ready, for the overturning is big in your life. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too, and I'll continue to pray for your ministry.
Thank you, woman of God.
Good night.
Good night. Hallelujah.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know it's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
My God is awesome. Yes, he is. He can do anything. He is awesome. I want to go to the next caller. And people keep believing God. Don't ever stop believing God. He's worthy of all praises. Yes, he is. He's worthy. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive.
I love that song, Prophet Roderick.
Oh,
he's
this got to
awesome.
Be Christian.
It is. That's one of my favorite worship songs, as a matter of fact.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not by accident that I had it playing right before you came on air. God loves
Amen.
You, Chris.
Amen.
What's in your heart?
I just want to pray for a couple of things. Just one thing is finances. I'm trying to get through this season, and I'm supposed to get money put in the bank, and for 2 weeks there hasn't been anything deposited, and I think it's I need to be able to pay for postage and different things and food and rent, and I have to put my attention on the court case, so I can't work right now. So that is the alimony that hasn't been going into the bank. And the second thing is my sister in Christ, who I haven't heard from, and I just wanted you to pray for her. Her name is Alexis. And I've got three things. The third thing is just God's presence. And even just to overcome any spiritual warfare, and just God's angels, and just to feel him closely, and just burn anything up that's not of him, basically.
Praise God. I want you to know that your faith in God,
mm-hmm.
it actually moves God. You
Amen.
See, God is doing more for you that can be seen right now. But somehow your character, I was talking about this, Kristen, earlier, how
yes,
God's
you.
Faith, you heard it, how God's,
yeah.
his faith builds character.
Yeah.
And sometimes it seems that our faith isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's during those times that God reveals himself. And sometimes, you know, God said to me, can I share this with you?
Yes, sir.
God said to me, don't focus on my faith. He said, focus on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we say, I have faith in God. But we meditate more about our faith in God instead of God's faith in us. Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, right now, me and my sister, we join together as we often pray. And me and my queen, we think about Kristen so much. And, God, you have placed her in our hearts. And we simply thank you that you hear us when we pray. And I join my faith, we join our faith with hers, not simply just praying for her, but with her, because she is a woman of prayer. We touch and agree for everything that she mentioned, the spiritual thing, the sister, and Lord, all of the things, the finances. We have not because we ask not.
Mm-hmm.
This is your word. And we know we don't ask amiss because we ask the one in the midst of us. Jesus, you were in the fiery furnace. You were in the lion's den. You were with Moses. Lord, you were with your people in the wilderness. And God, you are with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And I know that you're with Kristen in everything that she desires. According to your will, you have already granted her. She mounts up with wings of an eagle. She runs. Kristen is not weary. She walks. She doesn't faint. Reunited comes to my spirit. There would be a reunion with her and her children. And no devil in hell can stop it. And I thank you for her testimony because it's changing now.
Amen.
The calls will turn into a testimony of victory. And we thank you, Lord, that while we're praying for those things, these things concerning her and her finances, her family, and the things she needs, you have already supplied Kristen with everything that she needs. And we decree tangibility, manifestation, come forth now in Kristen's life. Amen. That's what I sense for you, woman of God. Anything else in your spirit?
I guess I'm pressing into God, and I was doing a ministry class last night, and I was just like surfing on the internet, and somebody started chatting with me, and I didn't feel peace about it, and I shut it down, and I was just like, God, I guess. I want to have more God, more His presence, His. I don't want to have interaction with anything not of God, of any person, any spirit not of God.
Can I tell you how to stay away from that?
Yes, sir.
Seek the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Seek the Lord. Seek His face. Don't seek any other face. When you call prophecy alive, I make sure by the Holy Spirit and giving God the glory that the Word of God is the center.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So a covenant relationship is different. But I tell anybody, watch this, Christian, you don't even need me.
Yes.
God has put things in you. He has put Himself in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Holy Spirit is asking me, is telling me to ask you something. He asked me to ask you this. Listen closely. What are you doing with my presence that I've already given you?
I'm ministering to people.
Then you do that and you'll do well.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's good news. That's good news. Praise God.
My sister is sick. My Christian sister in Christ. And I just wanted you to lift her up. because I haven't heard from her in a while, and I'm very I'm just lifting her up. Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my dear sister, and I thank you for her friend. She is so concerned. She have not heard. Give her that phone call. Give her that message. And I decree, Lord, that this very hour that you manifest her desires. Lord, I thank you that Jesus Christ is our living bread. Grant unto her friend the living bread, the living waters of life. And I decree abundance in her physical body. Heal now. Heal in Jesus' name. And I sent the word. I send the word, Jesus, to her. She's whole. Kristen, she's whole.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her, that she's whole, that she's healed, and that she's able to walk into a blessed life, finally.
Yes. You have such a Christ-like love for people, and it has caused certain issues to arise. But God is looking at your heart. You have a love for people, especially those that are lost. Don't ever lose that. There's more to come with the chapters of your life. There's more to come. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Love Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Awesome God we serve. Yes. He's an awesome God.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet. This is Sister Sheila.
I will never not catch that voice. Praise God.
Yes, I've had a rough week, and so I'm calling for prayer at this moment.
Lord, you are so good to this woman, and I thank you for her whole household. Her man of God, the apostle. And I give you praise for what you're doing in this mighty woman of valor. Even our flesh needs the comfort and rest and prayer. And she's constantly praying for people and ministering to people. I pray right now that you give her strength. Give her so much strength in her body right now. Now, not only physical strength, but spiritual strength in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that she walk into such a chapter in her life that she would be amazed and astonished at how God moves through those that trust him. Hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know what I hear, Sheila? I hear God saying that I have your heart. God says to you, I see your heart. He's looking at your heart, and he's pleased with your heart. You need to know that. This is what I hear. Ooh, Jesus. He is in, watch this. I never heard this. God said, I love your heart. He said, I'm going to give you your heart's desire. You know what I hear? I hear a word for you. The young lions do lack, whoo, and suffer hunger. This come up out of my belly for you. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord will not want for any good thing. Sheila, you will not want. Don't let the enemy even whisper. You will not want for any good thing, says God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to put this person's first name before you, and whatever God tells you is fine. Benjamin.
Benjamin. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I hear Benjamin, I hear of the last shall be first. The last shall be first. When I hear Benjamin, it reminds me of the baby brother concerning Israel, concerning Joseph. And you remember, I believe it was Benjamin is the only one that knew him. When others could not recognize him, he has the favor of God. You know, the enemy tries to hinder that favor.
Mm-hmm.
He would try to hinder that favor. But you tell him, Benjamin, that the favor of God is coming forth in his life.
Yes,
glory to God. And I thank you for the miraculous things that will take place, that is taking place. I decree now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. You know what I see? I close my eyes sometimes. I see a 3-4-fold cord. I see a braid, a moving together. I see a hand, and it's like making something, a fresh.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say, a fresh garment. God is fixing all for him, but those cords are being sewn, braided together. Like, you've ever seen somebody making knitting together a piece of material?
Right.
I see that happening.
Okay.
That's all I see. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. And one more person, Rosetta.
Rosetta. Praise God. You know, the stone that's been rejected have become the head. Ooh, I felt that right there. Hit me in the back of my head. Glory to God. It's like the stone, the scripture said that the builders rejected, has become the head.
Right.
Glory. And I see the word misplacement.
Okay.
There's some things out of order that God is bringing in. Ooh, I felt a joy then. That God is bringing into order.
Right.
That's what I see. Glory
okay.
to God.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes. And I'm still praying for Bernard's eyes, of course.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, and I thank you for Bernard. I thank you that that day and his prayer. And I thank you, Lord, for the hands that laid on him. I thank you for his family. Yes. I thank you for the victory. And, Lord, we do not look at the things which are seen. Show us a vision of his eyes open. Those around him must see the vision.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You know what I see? Remember when Jesus prayed for the man and he had to pray for him again?
Right.
He could have left him that way. Then he'd have just been seeing people walking his trees.
Right.
Which simply means Jesus had a vision, hear me, for those he prayed for.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
I was in a service one time, this on DVD, a man was healed of being blind. And I told his family, you must keep this vision before you.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
You hear what I'm saying? I never pray for anybody that I don't have a vision for.
Right.
I know this is helping pastors all over the country and prophets and those in evangelism. When you pray for people, you must see the vision first.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm speaking to the nations. Ooh, that'll bless you if you take it, ladies and gentlemen. You pray for people, see the vision. You pray for someone that's on crack or drugs, see them off of crack. How do you expect God to do it if you don't see it?
Yes.
So God is loosing visionaries. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why I love the School of Prophets. That's why when my dad started this, he said, you will carry it. Because people need to understand there is a principle to healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bernard, you are whole.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Bernard,
Jesus.
You see.
Yes, in Jesus'
name. I command you to see in Jesus' name.
Holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
I command you to see in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes, Lord, in Jesus'
You know, when
name.
I said that, I saw the nerve come alive. There's a,
Thank you, Lord.
The main nerve to the eye that's responsible for the sight just came alive. Bernard, see.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Take up your bed and walk. See.
In Jesus' name. I thank you and praise you for opening his eyes right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The last thing, Prophet, I want to be led to get another attorney because my attorney has not done everything he could have possibly done. He has not done inventory. Inventory was due back in March. And
okay.
So, yes, after I came from vacation, I was served papers from the clerk of court that it should be done. Within 20 days, he filed an extension, and it was supposed to have been done by the 8th, and he hasn't done anything. And I'm a woman of God. I'm not going to jail.
No, you're not. Never.
Never.
Father, I thank you for who you are. Okay, I just saw the word enough is enough. It's sent out in the atmosphere. When it comes to this powerful couple, this business, enough is enough. Now we thank you, Lord, for the right people in the right places. I rebuke every counterfeiting spirit, every spirit that's not of God that has to do with this great business. I thank you, Lord, that it's on the move. It's on the move. And no more people will come into this business that does not have the vision of this business. And, Lord, those that come, let them be like they worked with Solomon. And, Lord, the people of Nehemiah days, they had a mind to work. I thank you that it is done. And good news is here for you, Sheila. Praise God.
Amen.
You know what I love about your spirit? See, we don't mind saying what is.
Yes.
See, God blesses people like that. See, there's no pride. They're transparent.
Right.
And that,
right.
that means that God has built your character to the point
right.
where you don't have that ism, so the reserve and that independent spirit. You know, this is about me and
right.
God.
Praise
right. God.
Praise the Lord.
You're going to have victory. Victory. As a matter of fact, you're on the road and you're on the right track now. Those things had to come.
Right.
They did.
Yes.
That's why God said all things work together.
Right. And this is in reference to me being the executrix of my father's estate. So
yes.
You know, yes. Amen.
And that is a very serious subject with us, and me and my queen are still in prayer. But I mean for everything, even the business, even the father's state, all of this stuff, it had to be. You know why God said all things work together? You
right.
ready for this? Because there were things
yeah.
that were not going to work together. Oh, I love you, Lord.
God, praise God. Praise
yes.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
God
Thank
bless
you.
Your spirit, and
okay.
I pray special favor on you. Prophet reward. I pray special favor on your household, your husband, your children.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Can I tell you something? God is removing all of the offense and all
okay.
of the reproach.
Okay.
You be blessed.
Okay, thank you. You be blessed too, God. You and your queen. Thank you.
Oh, yes, God bless. Hallelujah. Glory. In Christ Jesus was the whole entire, not only the Godhead, he fulfilled the whole Old Testament with all of his rudiments and laws. and rituals, sacrifices in one man, just like in Adam we all died. In Christ we all live. Understand this. I want you to really understand the purpose by which Christ came. Christ came to fulfill the entire covenant of God, Old and New Testament. This is so important for you to understand, because church will have you working for something that has already been paid for. God meant for us to move from church to kingdom. I mean, church will keep you in elementary school and will try to make elementary school look like Harvard, Yale College, and I'm saying that in the carnal sense. But elementary schools are not meant to be universities or college. Elementary school is meant for the fundamental, may I say, the ABCs. And one of the greatest hindrances to the people of God concerning faith is not trying to get God to do something. Faith is the end result of that which we believe that God is. You see, the scripture says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Faith believes that he is or exists. But real faith, God's faith, goes beyond that. Demons believe that God is. But we who believe in the death, burial, resurrection of Christ and the fulfillment of the covenant, we go further than faith. We go from faith to knowing. The scripture says, to them that know their God will do exploits. There's a complete difference in having faith in God and knowing God.
Mm-hmm.
The scriptures did not say, to them that have faith in God will do exploits. It says, to them that know their God will do exploits. What God is taking us is beyond faith. Faith is elementary when it comes to the exploits, when it comes to moving the mountain. You see, when Jesus walked on the waters, it wasn't because of his faith. Peter said, bid me to come. He didn't say, God, give me faith to come. He said, bid me to come. And Jesus bid Peter, step out of the boat and come to me. He didn't say, have faith, Peter, to walk on the water. He said, come to me. Peter knew not to say, I need faith to come to you, Jesus. He knew that at the word of Jesus, he could walk on the word or walk on the water. Understand this right now. He that made it knew how to walk on it. When we understand that God wants us to be one with him, I'm not talking about a new age teaching. I'm not talking about deep meditation. I'm not talking about a necromancy of witchcraft. I'm talking about it is the will of God that we become the Christs in the earth. And
Love Talk Radio.
You are listening to Prophecy Alive. I have just a few minutes left. I want to answer another caller. And stand by. God is so good. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
How you doing, Prophet Roderick?
God bless you. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm calling for prayer.
Okay. And listen, what's your first name?
Marquita.
Marquita. So good to hear from you. Father, she loves you. And I join her heart. I can sense her heart very well. She loves you so much until even when she doesn't see it, she yet believes. We come into an alignment, an agreement. Your word declares two of you would touch anything on earth, it will be done. I pray according to your will that you will manifest your grace and mercy show her your divine favor in this situation and her desires for her life. She longs to have abundant life that you promised us. We know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he's not stronger than you that came that we may have life and life more abundant. I decree upon this woman of God, life, 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 abundance. Give her so much life, let her be rich with life. And all of the things that goes along with it, all the benefits of life, I decree now, they begin to manifest now. Give her more of you, more hunger for you. Give her everything she desires according to your will. And even when she don't know what to pray, your word declares, the Holy Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for. I pray, God, every weakness would become strength. Let the weak say, I'm strong in the Lord. And I pray that she mount up with wings of eagle and that she run and not be weary and walk and not faint. I decree and I believe what I'm saying, and I believe that her life has just begun. Amen. God bless you, daughter.
Thank you.
Anything else on your heart?
I'm ready to physically move.
Praise God.
If I need to move, yeah.
I hear something, and I want you to trust the God that we both serve. I hear, wait a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. You know how you can buy something, you say, man, if I just would have waited, I could have caught that sale.
Right.
Okay, that's where you are. Sometimes when we wait, we get the best deal. Ooh, God is telling me to tell you this. Stand still. Watch God. And the phone call that you're going to call, I don't know when. It won't be long. You're going to say, I'm glad I waited. Praise God. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And don't be stubborn. Don't fool with me now.
I won't.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you.
Amen. She is so precious. I'll be right back. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, character is formed when we persevere. The shape of our character is shaped when we persevere. You know, sometimes we tend to seek wisdom only when we face an overwhelming crisis. And then we miss an opportunity to have this important truth. There is wisdom even in small things. You know, the small choices that we make, those choices that seemingly minor decisions require wisdom just as much as the monumental ones do. In fact, we find ourselves in so many crises because we fail to seek wisdom sooner. When we're entrusted with something, whether great or small, it is not inconsequential. You know, when we work hard, our talents begin to be harnessed. Sometimes we will be called to serve outside of our most significant abilities, but even then, the effect can be both positive and substantial. Faith in God. What is it? What is it? Whenever we are faithful with little, we are trustworthy in the small matters. We accelerate our journey to wisdom. Faithfulness, by its very essence, implies time. Faith you can have in a moment versus faithfulness, it requires time. You know, Jesus never said we needed more faith. He tells us that we need some faith. Matthew 17 and 20. It is not our faith in an event that is critical, but our faith in God himself. It is not about believing for and in a miracle or believing for something miraculous to happen to us. It is about our unshakable confidence in the character of God. Faith in God. We need it. We must have it. We have to start looking at faith as something more than just an avenue to touch God with. If we could just have the right kind of faith, then God will hear us. We need the kind of faith that says, God, I trust you because you're you. I don't want the faith just to get something, but rather that faith because I am something. I am someone made in his image. Can you say that? Can you believe that? You see, sometimes we need to understand that faith is not always a way out of crisis or a circumstance. In fact, when we read the Word of God, God didn't take Daniel out of the lion's den. He delivered him in it. Moses, with the people, coming to a gigantic sea, he didn't detour them to dry land. They walk through the sea. Now, I want to tell you something. If God has to move nature itself, he'll bring you through any trial when you pass the character test. He didn't deliver the Hebrew boys out of the fiery furnace. He delivered them in it. Faith in God. Well, this is Prophecy Alive. The wisdom of God is what we need. As a matter of fact, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, is your miracle. Believe that. God bless you.
You have the supernatural favor of God living on the inside of you, that no matter where you step, no matter where you go, you're walking in the favor and the power of an almighty God. Does anybody believe that tonight? Woo! Come on, say, I have the favor of God.